With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. National Hurricane Center says Tropical Storm Barbara, forming off the southwest coast of Mexico, no coastal watches nor warnings have been issued as yet. But forecasters do say the storm will likely be the first hurricane of the season, possibly later Monday. Hackers tied to China's government have tried repeatedly to access the phones of a number of prominent Americans, part of Beijing's sprawling cyber espionage efforts. Smartphones and other devices present significant national security and cyber security risk. U.S. and Chinese negotiators meeting senior administration officials will be in London Monday for another round of talks concerning trade. President Trump has deployed 2,000 California National Guard troops to Los Angeles.
L.A. is where protests led to clashes between immigration authorities and demonstrators. Confrontations broke out again for a second day on Saturday. The White House says in a statement that President Trump was deploying the guardsmen to address the lawlessness that has been allowed to fester in California. But Democratic Governor Gavin Newsom has objected to the president's move.
That is correspondent Andrew Stewart reporting. Now, Governor Newsom says the move by Mr. Trump will only, quote, escalate tensions. He also compares it to a sports celebration. Correspondent Donna Warder has more.
Federal immigration authorities arrested more than 40 people gathered outside a federal detention center demanding their release. Police used pepper spray and threw tear gas at protesters, trying to get them to disperse.
And this is SRN News. Well, the parties are sharply divided when it comes to gay marriage.
A new Gallup poll finds 68% of Americans support homosexual unions, but when you break the numbers down by party, it is a much different story. The survey reveals that 88% of Democrats approve of same-sex marriage versus just 41% of Republicans. In fact, after peaking at 55% a few years ago, GOP support for gay marriage has been moving steadily downward. The Supreme Court legalized homosexual unions 10 years ago. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
World Boxing announcing mandatory sex testing for all athletes. It's all part of a new policy on sex, age, and weight, which the governing body says will ensure the safety of all participants and deliver a competitive level playing field for men and women as well. Fighters' national federations will be responsible for administering those tests. This is SRN News. A Japanese company halting a $1.6 billion BMW electronic vehicle battery factory in South Carolina, at least for now.
South Carolina Governor Henry McMaster says the company is dealing with the potential loss of federal tax breaks for electric vehicle buyers and incentives for EV businesses, as well as tariff uncertainties under the Trump administration. Automotive Energy Supply Corporation announced the halt on construction Thursday, but didn't say why, and it's promising to restart the building eventually and hire 1,600 workers. The company says it's already invested $1 billion. I'm Donna Warder.
Three-judge appeals court has ruled against the Associated Press in its continuing bid to restore full access to covering events involving President Trump. Two judges agreed with Mr. Trump's contention that a president has the discretion to invite whomever he wants. More details at srnnews.com.